Adam and Jody invite you to stop by soon.
We'd like to say hello and welcome. You are tuned in to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM, Amory, Wisconsin. For those longtime regular listeners, thank you so much for your support. And for the new listeners, welcome and thank you just as well. My name is Mike Murtha, and I'm from Hammond, Wisconsin, just south of here a little bit. And like always, sitting right next to me is Eddie Schmidt. Always good to be around people you like, Eddie. Eddie lives on White Ash Lake, just north of here. He grew up in the Glenwood City area, Downing, Wisconsin area. And we feature a guest each show to share music and lively stories. And we do this show live, folks, with acoustic guitars, steel guitar, and once in a while I bring the tuba.
If
Bob lets me. But tonight our guest is John Turkelson from Woodville, Wisconsin. John was a guest of ours almost 2 years ago, and we are so glad to get him back here for another show. And this show is broadcast coast to coast. It sounds good to say that. It has the potential. It has potential because it's on the internet. So, okay. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
So anyhow, tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's get started. Yeah. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We got a new show once again with a new guest, actually a repeat guest. But first, I'm going to just say hello to Eddie again. And Ed, we had some fun yesterday playing in town here.
Yes, that was great to get down and play for Uncle Bob and all the folks there at Memory Care and Amory.
Yeah, we've since I got back from Arizona, we've had a few things going on. We played in Baldwin last Saturday at the Baldwin Legion.
Yep.
They had a fundraiser. It was a canine. It was for, I think, veterans who have been through some issues with war, and they set them up with canine dogs that are their service dogs, and so that was a benefit for that.
Okay. Yeah.
And we had Kenny Corona playing guitar with us. That was fun.
Tearing it up with us, he was.
Oh, he's a great guitar player. So we had lots of fun with that. Gary Lubick was there. He listens to our show, and
okay.
I didn't realize that. And he is related to Larry Shorn, so we've talked a lot about Larry Shorn through the years, and so that probably was what caught Gary's attention, and he's been tuned in ever since. But tonight we have John Turkelson with us. We want to say hello, John.
Hello.
Yes, and welcome back. It's been, I think, a couple years ago in July. Is when you were here.
Right.
And we had requests to get you back.
Oh, well, I thought it was by special request.
Yes, yeah. It was. Okay, yep. Yes, it was. And so we're so glad that you're back here again. And when you were here before, we did a little talking about what inspired you to play music. And I believe, if you told me right, it was at the Hammond Hall. You were a kind of a young lad. And was it the Valley Barn Dance?
Sunset Valley Barn Dance.
Okay, yep. And they were playing, that was like in the late...
Then the 40s.
In the 40s,
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And you saw those guys and...
I thought that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
So.
And you're...
yep.
And you've been playing ever since. You've been playing for, this is the start of 70 years of performing music.
Yeah, yep. And I'm honored to do it and feel blessed that I'm able yet. They haven't been throwing rotten eggs or anything at me, so I'll keep on going.
Well, good. That's a good way of looking at it. I guess we haven't been hit yet either, Eddie, but that's not doesn't mean we're not going to get hit by some rotten eggs. But this is something we talked about that inspired you. You were young and you saw these guys with a guitar and cowboy boots and you wanted to learn and you did. But this is a question I want to ask. What keeps you inspired, John?
Oh, boy, I don't know. You hit me with a... I don't know. It's just something I enjoy doing.
Sure.
And and I like it. In the classic music, somebody's got to keep on, otherwise we're gonna kind of lose it. You know?
Well, yeah. Yep. Yep. And I think for the fact that so many people still enjoy your music, it's got to be an inspiration to you, I would.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. Yes. And we won't go through all the, we talked about you grew up on a dairy farm and went to school in Woodville and played the tuba in high school for 5 years.
Yep. Always bringing up the tuba, isn't he?
Yep. Yep. And Tim Stevens was a tuba player, too. So, anyhow... So I guess we're just going to move on and let you have you sing a song, John.
Okay, very good. What I thought, Mike, you know, we mentioned earlier, I thought I'd like to do some of the first songs we did when we were out and about and actually got some money for doing it. So this is one of them, a Hank Thompson tune about the wild side of life. And I got a little story about that song after we
get through
it, okay?
Sounds good.
In the key of D?
In D, yep. You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone. But there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known that you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild sign of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you'd wait to be anybody's plaything and forget the truest love you've ever known. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known that you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. Yes, it hurt me to know that you don't love me. And I know that our love forever gone. And it killed my soul and pride dear inside me when I saw you in that stranger's arms so long. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known that you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that's ever loved you And we're back to the wild side of life. You went back to the wild side of life.
Oh, that is John Turkelson, our guest tonight. If you just tuned in, this is WPCA Radio 93.1, and this is Trigger Happy Memories. And again, our guest is John Turkelson from Woodville.
Yep.
And so good to have you back here, John.
Well, it's good to be back.
Yes.
I tell you what, Mike, that song wasn't out too long, and Kitty Wells came up with an answer to it, which was called It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Well, we were out performing one summer day down at, I guess I can mention, the Stockman's store outside for some kind of a promotion. And I did that song, and we had a gal singer with us at the time, and she was giving me such a rough time over this song. And I don't know, just one thing led to another. No, and anyway, she did the answer to it, and a bird happened to fly over. And I caught it kind of up in the shoulder area. And needless to say, Stockman sold a Western shirt that afternoon. But, yeah, I thought that, you know, it was her answer to me, I guess.
Well, it tells me that God has a sense of humor, too.
Yeah, and exactly.
He got you.
Oh, yep.
Yes. We're talking about, you know, you started playing in the 40s, and back when I was a kid, the music that was out and about was mostly old-time music, to my memory. But there was a few country groups, the Shorn Brothers.
Oh, yes.
And
yep.
I think the Detours maybe was some guys that you knew from Spring Valley. I don't know if I ever saw them myself. I heard about them. But the bands that I heard around Hammond were old-time music.
Yep.
Does that seem right?
Yes. There was very few country. Well, Jerry Sins in Menominee had a country band.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then we kind of got going, and... And like you say, the Shorn Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, of course, I didn't know that many, you know, bands around. But I remember we had a wedding dance or something scheduled for the Whitehall Pavilion. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And the guy that run it, he was so afraid. I said, well, he said, what do you play? And I said, well, we all play guitars. He thought it was rock and roll. He wasn't going to let us play, but then we did quite a bit of old time ourselves, you know.
Okay.
Worked the country into it, so we got along good. It was, and people would call it fun music, you know.
Well, I remember posters would say old time music and modern music.
Oh, yep. I think my folks had some dance stands that set out, and I remember that saying on their old time, new time, and any time.
Yeah, it's and you know, I think years ago, before we got going to Arizona, there was a lot of old time bands out there, and now it's all country bands playing out there. There are very few old time bands out there. I think somebody said in the Texas vacationing areas there's still some good old time music there, but
I'm surprised talking to my good friend Denny Marion, that plays steel guitar down out of Chippewa and Eau Claire. He plays with the Rhythm Playboys, and that's old time. And he said he's only got 65 jobs booked this year. And I'm going, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but they got to drive so far to all of the few ballrooms that are still having the old time. But
sure, the festivals that they have for.
Yeah. So. I think Bob knew you knew that guy. Is it Ryan?
Ryan. Yeah, that's Ralph's son.
Ralph is the guy who originated the Rhythm Playboys.
Yeah.
Ralph and Norm, his brother.
Okay.
And they had the band together for years, and then Norm decided to go to work for Wax Radio.
Okay.
And so it was hard for him to play music, so he left the band. But Ralph continued on. Ralph passed away here a few years ago, and Ryan took over. I haven't heard him since Ryan took over.
Yeah, he does a great job.
So. Yeah. They were a good band.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit earlier, too, John, that you have arrived at 70 years of performing music, and I think in Woodville at the Senior Center they're going to do something there, and you're going to perform a little bit there and maybe get some of the guys out. If there's any way Eddie and I can help you,
I'm not so sure it'll be at the Senior Center, but I'm planning to
something
try to get something together.
Sure.
And
Yeah.
And, yep.
Well, that's great.
Yep. It's just, it's fun.
Yeah, you bet. Let's do another song. You want to sing one there?
This is Hank Williams, right? Cheatin' Heart?
Sure.
Did he do that, Cheatin' Heart?
Yep.
Okay. Well, yep. I'm getting old, Mike, so don't. But, you know, I remember 1953, January 1, and I think I got a radio for Christmas. And I was listening to it, and, of course, I always tuned in country, you know, and they announced that Hank Williams had passed away.
Oh.
And I was just shocked, you know, and I thought, well, boom, I go tearing into the kitchen, told my mother, I said, my gosh, I said, Hank Williams died. She said, who's that? You know, and he was so, I couldn't believe somebody not knowing who Hank Williams was, but oh my. Well, anyway.
Yeah. You want a little kickoff on Eddie to give you
Cheatin' Heart. Let's try that. Yep.
In the key of A.
Key of A. Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around call my name. You walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
All right.
Will pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you toss around and call my name. You walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart is gonna tell on you.
That's a very nice version of Cheating Heart. John Turkelson, good job, John.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you mentioned that you are still playing at some of the nursing homes. You had quite a few calls for June, you said, right?
Yes, yeah, I was overwhelmed. I got, you know, I think they're kind of opening up again. I think that's what's going on. Well, then I kind of get a kick out of it because they call and see if you're still performing. And, of course, I kind of hesitate. And I said, well, yeah, I guess so.
I guess. Yeah.
And
Eddie and so. I played at the Hammond Nursing Home here not too long ago for, they called it a senior prom.
Oh, my. Oh.
And they had some decorations, kind of like a prom with the arch thing and some flowers and they had their gowns on, and it was, we had fun doing that.
Them tuxes were kind of hot, too, playing.
yes, they were. We took it real serious, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Eddie, you want to sing a song there?
Sure, we can try one here.
But you know, before you do that, Eddie, I want to ask you the same question, and I'm going to ask myself the same question. What keeps you inspired, Eddie? It's kind of a deep question, but...
I guess getting to play with so many good musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Between all the bands and you and...
Yeah, yeah.
Having fun playing with guys and seeing the smiles on people's faces, I guess.
Well, like I said earlier, it's always fun to hang around guys you like. You and I have been together a long time, so we're still enjoying things. But I think that's what keeps us going. I think, you know, both of us try to keep learning new songs. And we just keep dabbling with different things. And I'm still challenging that fiddle and trying to learn, but I think that's what keeps us going, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just fun learning. They might be older tunes, but like, I just learned that old Merle Haggard song that was on his first or second album. I'd never heard it, and I heard Red Volkert play it.
Sure.
And which one called The Longer You Wait, and we sure are having fun playing that.
Oh, boy, that's for sure. Yeah, so, yeah.
So, I gotta do this one. It was a request from my wife.
Okay.
Tried to make you think or let you say one thing for yourself. Now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I'd just stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things you thought weren't proper could be right time again to see which way we should turn together or alone. See, I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong. Too long to tell me, Amy, what you wanna do. I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. What you want, you had to wait. And all the things you thought before just faded in the grave. Can't you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me, hey, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, Eddie. Eddie Schmidt doing Amy. I remember you taught that guitar line to Ethan. Was this
yeah.
a song? Yeah. Boy, he could...
Yeah, he can.
He could play
and
that.
And then we just went and saw Ethan and the Rattlenecks were playing in Hillsdale at the Enchanted Barn here a week or two ago. And they did that, and he did that. And he does the fancy thing at the end, too, that
oh.
I don't know how to do. Falling in and out of love with you. And they did that in all the harmonies, and boy, it was a good show.
I bet it was. When the first time I heard Ethan do that, he was about 17 years old, I think. Oh,
yeah.
Good stuff. But, John Turkelson is our guest here, and he's from Woodville, Wisconsin. And Trigger Happy is going to perform in Woodville this summer, July 22nd.
Okay.
The outdoor amphitheater that we were there last year, John, and you were in the audience, and you were so kind to get up and sing a few tunes with us too.
Yes, and I remember that. Yeah.
And I think some folks knew you down there. They knew who you were, you know.
Yeah. A few people know.
When we mentioned John Turkelson, nobody said who.
They said, "Oh no, not him again."
Well, I'm going to try a song here if it's all right. You did a Hank Williams song earlier. I'm going to see if I can do one too. Can't go wrong with Hank Williams.
Nope, never, never.
Even though your mom never heard of him.
Right.
A little song called Take These.
Remember, you got to announce the keys because Owen's out there listening and whoever else that's going to play along with us. So.
Yeah. We got some folks that strum along and they want to know what key we're in. So.
Oh, wonderful.
So, helps for us to know, too.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it sure does. One, two.
Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. If you love somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Eddie. My heart, just a word of sympathy. Be as fair to my heart as you can be. Then if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Song, Take These Chains From My Heart. And I tell you, the crowd just went nuts on that one. Can you hear him?
I see one guy out in the parking lot. He's yes. just clapping and jumping up and down.
Yes. John Turkelson, you had an encounter with Merle Haggard a few years ago. And tell us about that. You were at the truck stop in, I believe, the Indian Head. Is that sound?
Yeah, right? Yep. Indian Head truck stop, it was. And I was hauling milk down at the local cheese factory just down the road a piece, and I was in there between loads and got a phone call, and it was Jerome. You remember Jerome?
Oh, sure. Yep.
He said, "You better get up here." I didn't ask any questions. When I got done, I got up there and walked in. And of course, here was Merle Haggard and the band on their way to the Twin Cities, apparently, and decided to stop there and have lunch or something, you know. And I remember walking in, and Merle was sitting in a booth there along that west wall, and he was kind of humming a song of the Gatlin Brothers, "All the Gold in California."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, that's kind of neat, you know. And we kind of chatted, different ones. Well, there was different people up there, you know, talking. And I happened to get a autograph from them on the back of a business card from Indian Head. So I still got that. And
yeah,
that was my encounter with him.
Well, sure. Yeah. Well, that's pretty neat. Yes. Yeah, Rodney Sather, yep. A classmate of mine, had talked to you at Setnamaya this year.
Oh, yeah, I was going to mention that he and Hetty had good things to say about the show, Mike.
Well, that's nice, yeah. And yep. He texted me, he said, "When are you getting John Turkelson back?" And that's when I thought, well, we better get on the horn here. But, something I want to ask besides, we already asked you what, you know, some of the things that got you started, but Bob Zonk, who is the owner and manager, president, CEO,
engineer, jack of all trades, master of none.
Bob Zonk, you've got 60 plus years of radio,
yep.
And we have neglected through this 5 years to ask you a few questions, but what inspired you to do what you do, Bob?
You know, when I was very young, in high school, one of my fondest dreams was to be an actor.
Mm.
I soon found out I didn't have the talent for it. I was at a root beer stand, an A&W root beer stand in Olin, Wisconsin, when a kid that worked at WCCN in Neillsville was in the next car, and he hollered over. He said, "Bob, you still want to get in radio?" I said, "Do I?" And he said, "Yeah, you do." He said, "Go down and talk to Howie. I'm leaving." So I got Bill Biggs' old job, and that's where it all started, and all these years later. And I started in radio working for Howie Sturtz.
Okay, he's the old-time
band.
Yep, yep. Yep.
Played a little bit of everything and didn't do much country, but he had a really good band.
Oh,
really.
Yeah, I've heard that name.
And everything that I ever learned about radio started with him, and it was doubled by another guy I worked with when I worked at Wax in Eau Claire.
Okay.
At that time, there was a guy there in the morning by the name of J. Peter Boyson. And J. Peter had a storied life. Sometime off mic, I'll tell you the most interesting J. Peter story.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, I learned everything else I know about radio from him.
Oh, well.
And I always wanted to be an actor, and this is as close as I could get.
And I do know you played the accordion at a young age.
Yeah, I did. I took, I think 5 years' worth of lessons from a guy by the name of Pat McIntyre.
Mm.
Pat was an accordion teacher who later became a deputy sheriff in Clark County. And he has a son, Mike, who plays with the Richie Yerkovich Band out of Willard, Wisconsin.
Mm. Oh, they're a great
You guys
band.
All get together one way or another. Everybody knows everybody. I mention the names and I can see Eddie. Oh, yeah, I know that name.
Sure.
But Richie's a good band. And not only that, it's got a great recording studio in Willard.
I think when my mom's first cousin, Irvin Dolores Herchin, had a great anniversary party, and they had Richie.
Had Richie, sure.
Come to play for that.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was.
I hired Richie one time. I used to run the radio station down in Whitehall, and I had Richie come one day with his accordion to downtown Black River Falls, and he walked up and down the street under the auspices of the radio station playing polka music.
Oh, boy.
On the main drag during a prime shopping hours. It was just fun.
Has anybody ever told you resemble Roy Acuff?
No.
You've never heard that?
No.
Think about it, Eddie.
Roy Acuff?
Yes, absolutely.
I've been told I resembled a lot of people, but not
your hair and your face and your everything.
And my age.
Well, maybe you kind of grew into that. Maybe. And you grew up, did you say you grew up in Neillsville? Is that
right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Born just outside of town, grew up there, moved away for a few years after working for Howie, worked in Rochester, Minnesota, came back to Fairchild, Wisconsin, had a recording studio and an advertising agency, and then went to work for Wax Radio, and then went to work. I've been everywhere.
Well, that's great, yeah. Well, we're going to keep doing
it's
this.
It's the most
to you.
Fun thing to do in the world. I know you guys have more fun than I do.
No.
All I
no.
can play is a radio, but I'm pretty good at it.
You're pretty good. Yes, you are. We're going to come back. I got some more questions for both of John.
Yeah, that's another thing. Okay. John's the guy who is nearest my age of all the guests you've ever had.
Yes, yes, he is. And
whoa.
So, John, how old are you?
I'm 88.
88?
Yeah.
Oh, you're older than me.
Oh, wow.
I'm 83.
That's the first time
somebody's
that's happened.
Older than me? How can that be? No. Good to see you, John.
Maybe your mother lied to you. I don't know.
Maybe she did. We'll never know now.
Let's get John to sing a song. I got
Absolutely.
Some more questions for both of you guys, but let's do some music. We got to get back to that, but we got more stories. So.
This Eddie Arnold tune, and I'd like to mention something about Eddie Arnold. Back in the days when I was going with a girl, we called it going with. It wasn't dating back then. It was going with. Anyway, this girl I was going with, she was working at this house, going to school and doing housework and helping one thing another. And this guy had a milk route. And, of course, he got the guys, hanging around there to help him on the route. It's good. So I was helping him one day, and he was telling me, I think it was on a Sunday, and he said, he said, you got some competition. And I said, oh, yeah. He said, his little boy was talking about this Arnold. Arnold guy was here. Arnold guy was here, And I thought, So anyway, when I got this gal one time, I said, what's with this Arnold? Oh, she said, this little Dougie, his name was, I think. And Eddie Arnold had a TV show. And, of course, the guitar. And apparently I had my guitar up to the house a few times. So I was Arnold to Dougie.
Okay.
And that was a relief, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, and then that gal did become my wife. And she was living, and we'd have celebrated 68 years yesterday.
Wow. Oh, yesterday.
Yep,
oh, wow.
The 25th
wow.
was.
Wow, yes.
So, anyway.
Rachel, yep.
So, I'd like to do an Eddie Arnold tune, if I may.
Absolutely.
And
Started.
This is one that comes to my mind real quick.
Yep.
It's called Anytime.
ESC.
And I tell you, Mike, we couldn't do this back when I started because we only know three chords. Somebody, they'd request Anytime, and I said, oh, my gosh, I can't remember how many chords, but we couldn't put all them together.
No.
So anyway. Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you. Oh, Eddie. Thank you. Anytime your world gets lonely and you find true friends are few, anytime you see a rainbow that will prove a sign the storm is through, anytime will be the right time, anytime at all will do. So anytime you say you want only my love, that's the time I'll come back home to you. That's the time I'll come back home to you.
Very nice. That's John Turkelson doing a great old song.
Man, that steel sounded so good, I was going to let him play all the way through.
And how many times have you ever played that song, Ed? Is this counting tonight? That would be one?
No. I'm going to tell you the truth. Mom and dad didn't know when to come in. That was my problem.
No, that was wonderful.
My mom and dad used to do that all the time. And Eddie Arnold's steel player was Roy Wiggins, and they called him the Ting-a-ling guy.
Oh.
So when... And he would do that a lot. And I remember our good friend Harold Ruslow, they were on a motorcycle down south somewhere, and there was going to be a concert with Roy Wiggins. And when he passed away, I've got an 8-track that he got from a concert one night with Roy Wiggins.
Neat. Yes. We're going to say hello to a few folks here. And, John, I hope you got somebody. I'm sure your daughter hopefully is tuned in. But anyhow, I'm going to start off by saying hello to Uncle Bob. We were with him yesterday playing some music. Gary Lubick from River Falls, mentioned him earlier. He's been tuning us in. Some friends of ours out in Arizona, Tom and Connie Bow. I love Connie's license plate is Mambo. Yep. Renee Butler, thank you so much, Renee, for tuning in all the time. Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona. Putz, he's got the Blind Pig Bar going on up there in Turtle Lake area. It's kind of a speakeasy, but Gary McIntyre is working on my 57 Chevy. Rodney Sather, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana, his sister Ruth over in Minnesota, and Mike Driscoll. He was on our show a few years ago with a group called Three Shades of Gray, and he's listening tonight. Shirley Halliburton, Judith Hansen Jorgensen, Dan and Beth Wohl, Dave Feierheisen, Tim Stevens, I hope, and my wife Debbie. And I'm going to shut up and move on here. Eddie, you got a couple?
Yeah, say hi to my wife, Joanne. Got to say hi to number three from number two. And please say hi to my F and Alan N, next door neighbors, and a bunch of their relation are listening. Tad Late was just up from Huntsville, Alabama to see Darlene and Kenny. And I think Jim Bjorkman's just had a birthday or something was going on.
Okay.
And Brian Jevning, the Cribbage Boys, Cactus Cousins, and Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, and I'll be quiet now. The Seawells, too. So.
Okay, yes. John?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm hoping that Julie out there has got tuned in, and Cheryl was going to try to get it on the phone. And Dave is busy at church, I suppose. He'll probably try later, as long as it's this Internet thing. And And I want to thank Rod for a nice visit on Set in the Mind. We sat and watched the parade together.
Oh, you and Rodney Sather?
Yeah. And,
great guy, yep.
Told me some good stories about my son-in-law and stuff. That was interesting.
Well, let's not share those tonight here, John. No. One thing I want to ask, you got any more? I don't want to interrupt you. No, you're done. Okay. I just want to ask both Bob and John, so many of our guests, we'd ask them, much like what inspired me, but they talk about the Beatles, you know, that was such an inspiration. Come on, Ed Sullivan back and bought guitars and whatever. But what was it like, I'll start with you, Bob, what was it like, the transition from to rock and roll mid-50s? Was it a blast, or was it just kind of subtle, or what happened?
They tried to make it a blast, but in small-town America, it took a while for people to get used to the idea that the radio station was suddenly playing this noise.
Okay.
And it was, I mean, it wasn't Wayne King's orchestra.
Sure.
And that's what we were used to playing. Yeah. So they were listening to I Wanna Hold Your Hand, and it didn't sound like Wayne King. So it took a while for them to get used to it.
Yeah.
Eventually it came to that.
Yeah. How about you, John? What's your memories of...
Of the Beatles?
Well, of just rock and roll in general.
The Beatles, it was the hair at that time. Most of us weren't into that yet.
No.
But when it comes to rock and roll, I really was an Elvis person.
Oh, sure.
And I think it was in 1955 or 6, because I was in Colorado in the service. And I was listening to the radio, and
Elvis
had a song. And I thought, my gosh, that guy is good. I got home and I told my wife, I said, I heard this guy. I said, he's really going to go someplace.
Yeah.
Oh. And that was, I had no idea. But, he come out with some of them songs I forgot to remember to forget. And and I do that song a lot. We used to get requests for Elvis, and I'd throw that one out there, and I got some dirty looks. And
yeah.
I said, that was an Elvis tune back in 1955 or 6.
Yeah. So he kind of took the music by storm, didn't he?
Yep. And then the stories I've heard late, I really admired the guy. I think he got pushed and stuff into whatever, but he done a lot of gospel music, and that I was interested in that.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Yep. But
I'm just curious how it felt to see that transition.
Yep. And then we used to do. We had requests for some rock and roll. We done a lot of the old 50s stuff and. But that went like goofy too. It seemed like it.
Yeah.
So.
So let's have you do another song.
All right. Well, I think I done this back in the practice area. Makes No Difference Now, written by Jimmy Davis and Floyd Tillman, and I started doing it, and Eddie said, "Oh yeah, let's do that." So this song comes from 1939. Quite a ways back, I'll tell you, so we'll see what happens on that. I'll do a couple verses and then we'll let them get in there. Makes no difference now what kind of life fate hands me. I'll get along without you now, that's plain to see. I don't care what happens next, or I'll get by somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. It was just a year ago when I first met you. I learned to love you, and I thought you'd love me too. But that's all in the past, and I'll forget somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. Okay, Eddie. We have really parted, I can't believe we're through. I don't blame myself, I'm sure I can't blame you. There was something had to happen, and it happened somehow. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. After all is said and done, I'll soon forget you. Although I know that it will be so hard to do. Let things happen as they will, I'll get by somehow.
I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now. I don't worry, 'cause it makes no difference now.
Very nice, yeah.
Right.
And that was done by Floyd Tillman.
I guess so, yeah.
But written, Jimmy Davis was one of the writers as well. Yeah, that's a good song.
Great tune.
It is very nice, yeah. And, John, you ended up doing quite a bit of gospel music the last, 15, 20 years, I suppose, doing funerals and a lot of work in your church as well.
Right, right.
And that's when you had to start learning how to play minor chords, right?
Yeah, I learned some minor chords.
Yes, and...
But you know what, Mike? When you mentioned funerals and stuff, I learned so many new songs.
Oh, sure.
They'd request a song that I didn't do, so it gave me an opportunity to learn a lot of new stuff.
Exactly. You're forced to because the family wants that song, would go and you'd take the effort to learn those songs.
You bet.
Makes you stretch yourself.
Yeah. Out in Arizona, I was playing with a praise group out there. I got asked to play music, and it was really fun. It was songs I'd never heard. But the structure was much like what we do with the 1-4-5 and the 2 minor and whatever. But we got John Turkelson with us. We're going to wrap up here. We're going to see. You mentioned about the steel guitar rag. Eddie's going to play it for us.
Just a little bit of it.
Yep.
What key?
Edward.
Key of E.
Oh,
yep.
All right.
Guitar. We mentioned earlier when we worked with Stonewall Jackson, there was a little whatever interruption in the show. He wanted to take his vest off.
Yep.
And he looks at you and
he says, I suppose you never did the steel guitar rag before. And I said, yeah, I could do that. He says, well, you play that and I'm going to take my vest off.
We're winding up here. We got maybe just a little bit to say a couple thank yous. First off, John Turkelson, thank you once again for coming back.
Thank you for the invite, Mike. It's been an honor.
Yeah. Well, absolutely for us as well, and 70 years, and hopefully if there's something going on where we can help provide a little background music, I would be honored to do that with you.
Yep, that sounds great.
Yes, and Bob Zock, thank you so much again for engineering. Thank you, Lou Ann, for all that she does here at the radio station, and everybody else that works here. Great place to enjoy music and hang out here. So thanks so much, and we'll see you. We'll be back next week with a rebroadcast, but the last Thursday of each month we do a new show, so we'll be back then. Eddie, thank you so much for everything.
You bet.
We'll catch up with everybody soon, so thank you.
News coverage on W.